Yeah, Tommy Brennan, who I think may have been a little bit worried about that provision in the Michigan Constitution, which of 1963, which provided that the court would go permanently back from 8 to 7 members at the death or resignation of the first member. And he made an issue of it in the press between the time of the election in November, when he and Thomas M. Kavanaugh were elected, Thomas M. having been reelected, and Thomas E. Brennan having replaced me by the will of the people in the November election in 1966, between the election and the first year. I don't know why he mentioned that. I suppose he wanted to run up a flag to see if I, who had lost the election, but was still in my seat, in my position, and would stay in that position until the end of the year, the first of the next year, only about 7 weeks, might entertain the thought of resigning between the time of the election and my actual term expiring at the end of the year, which at least could present, would have presented an issue of whether the constitutional provision that the court go from 8 to 7 be invoked at that point in time. It was mentioned in the story in the press, and I was asked what my opinion about it, and my immediate response was I hadn't thought about it, and I thought it would be ridiculous to try to defeat the will of people who obviously voted to replace me with Tommy Brennan, and I had no intention of resigning. As a matter of fact, I not only stayed in office, but I literally stayed in office until Tommy was sworn in on the 1st of January, 1967. And when he came off of the Capitol steps into my office, which was in his office, I handed him the keys to the office and I said, good luck.
The Capitol steps being where he was sworn in. Right?
Yes. And I,
in the traditional January 1st ceremony.
Yes, I would not, even if I, as a matter of fact,